I can't hear you say this.
Oh, I thought you were older than me.
It's the 16th.
Enjoy. This is in my bones now.
It's the 16th of October, 1991, and I'm with Alice Laverne. Again, poor Alice, we've gone through about four tapes now.
Don't worry.
Anyway, I'll just go through some background information here. First of all, we're in Alice's home, just north of Sarsfield. Alice, your full name?
Alice Lucy Laverne.
And your current address?
2733 Sarsfield Road.
And your date of birth?
December the 12th, 1918.
Okay. What would you consider to be your family's ethnic origin?
French-Canadian.
And what would you consider to be your family's religious affiliation?
Roman Catholic.
And have you lived in Cumberland Township all of your life?
Yes.
And for how many generations has your family lived in Cumberland Township?
I'm the fifth generation.
Okay, well, I hate to make you go through it again, but we'll have to start off again.
Oh, it doesn't matter anyway.
Now, as I explained to you, what I'm trying to learn here is what was common practice or what was commonly done for funerals, and French and Irish both. So I'm hoping that you can help me with the information about French-Canadian Catholic funerals, but also other funerals that you might have attended as well, so it really doesn't matter. Can you tell me about the first funerals you remember?
Yes, it was my grandnephew, who was 2 years old, and he was laid out for 2 days in the house. And somebody stayed up, we stayed up with him all day and all night, the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So this was sort of a vigil.
Yes.
And when you were talking to me earlier on, it wasn't necessarily just family members. People did it together. It wasn't
yes.
just one person doing
that,
it.
That's right. If a neighbor would come, and but usually there were at least two people or more that mm-hmm. would stay up. Nobody really liked to stay alone mm-hmm. with the corpse.
Yeah. And it was sort of to almost to keep the corpse company. It wasn't for the family members necessarily, like to be with the parents or...
Well, somebody had to stay with the corpse.
Uh-huh.
And if they couldn't get anybody, the family would have to stay. It took turns of staying up. Mm-hmm. We just didn't leave the corpse and
mm-hmm.
go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You had to stay up.
Okay. Can you remember any other early funerals?
Yes, my great aunt in Alexandria. I was about 12 years old and I went to her funeral, and she was laid out in the house too. We stayed up all night. That night I had stayed up all night, and we came back in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of people there at that time though.
Would that have been usual to travel that far?
Oh yes, because she was a close enough relative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned earlier on the tape earlier on about somebody from the community who would have come in and dressed, in the case of your great aunt, dressed her and got her ready?
Oh yes, there was always a woman who was able to do this sort of thing, that she would dress the person, wash her face and make her presentable. And she had no special qualifications, only her will to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cat won't turn, not the bad cat.
Okay.
Nose on top where? No, on top there.
Okay. You mentioned earlier on about when we were talking about...
on top. He's really funny, that one. You know what he like? You know what that is? Potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He likes potatoes, cheese, bread, and milk. almost anything.
Anything but cat food.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking earlier on about is that the earliest, okay, I know one thing that you were talking about. You were mentioning at these early funerals that there were no funeral parlors.
Not to my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, not way back, there certainly wasn't,
no.
There were none. But I don't know what year they came into being.
Mm-hmm. But you said that you think Brunet's was the first.
In this area.
Yeah.
But in Ottawa, there might have been earlier ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there still is no other but Brunet.
Yeah.
Well, except in Orleans now.
Yeah.
Carrie's.
Now, you also mentioned that the corpse would be laid out at home. And we had talked about if there was a special room that was used.
In the living room. If there was a living room, it would always be the living room. And if the house was very small, like just the kitchen area, that's where it would have to be,
in
the kitchen area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we were also talking about coffins, and you said that you were talking about that sometimes they would be laid on boards. They wouldn't necessarily be in a coffin.
No.
When
because the coffin was just a rough pine box, and they were put in the box to be taken to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they would be just laid on boards, literally?
Yes.
Okay.
And of course they would be covered with a white sheet.
Oh, okay.
The board would be covered with a white sheet,
mm-hmm.
draped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But would the corpse also be covered?
Not necessarily, no. The woman, you would see her dress, and they didn't put shoes on, just stockings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to remember everything that we were talking about before we lost the tape.
That my father made the coffins for people who couldn't afford it. He would even supply the lumber, and make a rough box
uh-huh.
for whoever couldn't afford it.
Okay. You were mentioning about your, I think it was your uncle, that you said when he died, they weren't sure of what he died of?
My grandfather.
Oh, okay.
That was my grandfather. And my uncle had a glass put over his face
mm-hmm.
in case of he had died of something contagious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was also kept in the house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, this wasn't peculiarly, this sort of the corpse being at home wasn't peculiarly French-Canadian. The Irish families and the English families and the Scottish families would all have done the same thing as far as you were aware?
As far as I know, the other Irish people in the area, it was the same with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they would pray all night too, besides staying there, they were expected to pray,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes Protestant people would come and pray for the Catholics as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was just sort of the respect that the person was held in
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I even know a woman whose father had learned to say the beads,
mm-hmm.
and they were Protestant, and he would go to Catholic funerals and say the beads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just out of respect to the person
yeah.
who died.
Oh yeah.
So there was, we had talked earlier, you were talking about the party atmosphere that was there as well, and you were mentioning that there was alcohol at some of the funerals, depending on...
Oh yes, yes. After the funeral, if it was sort of a celebration because of the relatives being all together, almost like a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if they could get the alcohol, it wasn't available. This was a prohibition time in Ontario. And but even if they didn't have any liquor, they would still gather around and have tea and coffee and sandwiches and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this was after the
funeral.
Okay. the food that was prepared, was it prepared by the people who were at the funeral?
No, the food was brought in by the neighbors again and other relatives. The food was always brought in by someone else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And during sort of the watch, the vigil before the funeral, was the food provided the same way?
Oh yes. Somebody would always manage to bring something because the household itself was a rather busy place. They mm-hmm. couldn't really prepare anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be too sad or too to really start preparing for other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it had to be a member of the family that was gone, so it just couldn't be done.
Mm-hmm. So the neighbors would sort of help out?
Oh yes, the neighbors would make sure.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. And I had asked you about the dress, if the individual who had died was dressed in any particular clothing.
No. They put on their best clothes, whatever they had, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Much as they do today, for that matter, you know, mm-hmm. always put on their best clothes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And generally the corpse was left for 2 to 3 days?
Yes, always. Yes.
Okay. Was there a particular day of the week when funerals were held? Was there
any? No, it was any day except Sunday. There was never any funerals on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. When, in the funerals that you remember, the early funerals that you remember, so the body would be put in the coffin, then was the body taken to the church?
To the church, and then to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it would be buried. In those days, they buried the people even in the winter,
mm-hmm.
because they had no place to keep them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
And this would be at the Sarsfield Cemetery. Some of the ones you remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so there would be a mass set at the church?
Yes.
And would there be a procession of any kind?
No, would they bring in the coffin through the main aisle, right up to the front, the altar. The priest says the mass, and then when the mass is over, they take the coffin out and to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to remember. And it wasn't unusual. I can't remember now if this is on this tape or the other one. It wasn't unusual, for instance, for families to travel as far as Alexandria.
Oh no. If it was possible, weather-wise, the weather always had a lot to do with it, because the road sometimes would be impassable.
Mm-hmm.
And if the weather was good, they would go that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you mentioned going to funerals when you were 12 and even younger in the case of your nephew, your grandnephew.
Yes.
So it was common practice for children to be at funerals?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody was. Which was all, the household was always there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have no babysitters in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The parents went any place, they took the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had a thought there, now it's gone. So it didn't seem, it was part of life. A funeral was part of life.
I find that death was more accepted then than it is today, because people knew that the end would come and they accepted it more so than they do today. Today people have difficulty accepting death. I know myself, I have had when my parents died, and but in those days people, it's as though they knew it was coming, and they accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
Even with children, that is so heartbreaking to see a dead child, they would accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All it being God's will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you would have attended other funerals of people who weren't necessarily family members or members of the Catholic faith. Do you remember any of those funerals that sort of would have been outside the norm?
The procedure is not the same. There is no mass. There is only a few prayers in a Protestant church. It's not so impressive. And you don't have prayers at the funeral parlor or in the home, mm-hmm. the way you do with the Catholic people. Mm-hmm. The Catholic people seem to be forever praying,
mm-hmm.
And saying the beads, which takes a few minutes, whereas in a Protestant funeral parlor or a home, you didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it would have been all right, you know, and certainly you would have gone to other funerals other than just French Catholic ones. Was there anything else you would have noticed that was different? That seemed different to you?
Well, no. The only thing was that it wasn't so impressive. It wasn't as mm-hmm. sad. It didn't seem to be as sad. You could pray, you did pray, you said a prayer, but not as much as the Catholic people would pray. So therefore, it never seemed as sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minister would just say a few words. I don't think that it was more accepted than the Catholic Church, but it didn't make you feel quite as sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have a feeling or a sense that an Irish funeral was different to a French Canadian funeral, or that an English funeral was different?
Not really. Having always understood both languages, I never made any difference of the prayers are the same. I couldn't see that it was any different, really.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of French and Irish mixed in this area.
Mm-hmm.
What they do now, which I don't think they did then, is they have the mass in French and English,
mm-hmm.
but years ago they didn't bother too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the mass would have been entirely in French or entirely
always in French.
Always in French.
Whether that had something to do with the priests that couldn't, we've had some priests who couldn't speak English very well.
Mm-hmm.
That would be another reason.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. So you saw the funeral home take on more of a role later on.
Later on in life, when people had the money to pay for the funeral. Years ago, they had no choice,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it must have been widely accepted if everybody did this. It was sort of
everybody. There was no funeral home.
Yeah.
So. Oh yes, it was accepted. It was the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, when they couldn't even afford the boards to make the box, so
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that's how poor they were.
Yeah.
Everybody had very large families, and this was during the Depression,
mm-hmm.
and it was very difficult. Life was very, very difficult, especially if they had a bad crop. Then there was no return, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, because most of the people in the area would have been reliant on farming.
Oh yes, and their vegetables, potatoes and turnips, what they could keep for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So if that didn't grow in the summer, that made the life that much harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really see that there was much of a difference by from ethnic.
No, not in in French or Irish. There was actually
you see more of a difference, Catholic to Protestant.
To Protestant, there is a difference, and because of the fact that there is no mass.
Yeah. You gonna make me another cup of coffee?
Oh yeah.
Well then, use my cup.
Well, it's mucked up now.
Oh heavens! Need to be washing that.
Did you say you don't take sugar?
No, nope, just glass.
So you don't want a cup? A spoon?
No, nope, no. Nope. Thanks, Alan. Such treatment. I don't get this treatment at home.
Which come more often?
So, funerals have changed over the time, over the years.
Oh yes, now the funerals are a thing of a showing off, if you like. It's whoever buys the most expensive coffin, whether they can afford it or not. The thing is that they're showing off.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I bought,
mm-hmm.
And. It's getting to be, it's getting out of hand as far as I'm concerned, because not everybody can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in it. I don't believe that you should buy the most expensive coffin to put in the ground. I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea of a vigil, is that still being done?
No, well, not at funeral parlors now. The funeral parlors close at 10 o'clock and you're gone, and they don't open till, well, some have different hours, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
So really the idea of the vigil sort of went once the funeral parlor took over.
Oh yes. And then the people go home at night. There's no staying up all night for reason. They even close the funeral parlors at meal times for people to go. They close at supper time. At noon they stay open, but they close 5 to 7,
mm-hmm.
so the people can go and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, in a way, is a good idea, because people used to get so sad and so it was very hard on people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them wouldn't go out to eat, and this way, when they close, they just have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it's a bit of a break almost.
Yeah, but I don't believe in the way the funerals are carried out today. They've gone beyond reach the average person. And what is the point of having the most expensive to put in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it. If it's a good oak or a casket, or I believe in that, but I don't believe in all the other expense that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's always far too many flowers. They're left behind, they're left at the funeral parlor. They might take one or two bouquets with them.
Mm-hmm.
Might take one and leave it at the church. Churches sometimes don't want to bother with them because nobody would look after them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just going to stop you there because I heard. Okay. Well, this has been very interesting, Alice, because what I was looking for was some kind of a difference between an Irish funeral and a Catholic, or a French funeral, and what you're really telling me is that there really wasn't much, as far as you were aware. You mentioned the wake before, and that's something that sort of people think of as Irish. What does a wake mean to you?
Well, a wake is staying with the person which was in the house, really.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed there all night. Somebody had to stay all night,
mm-hmm.
and which is not done today.
Mm-hmm.
So a wake now is a couple hours at the funeral parlor,
mm-hmm.
as to compare to what it was then.
Was there is there a French term for the wake?
I have to think. get my dictionary.
What's that?
Veyi ukao. Veyi, that means like a vigil.
Yeah.
With the body.
With the body.
Veyi ukao.
Okay. So there is a term.
Yes.
But you would you be more likely to say awake today?
No. Well, in English you say awake, yeah. But in French you would still say veyi ukao, but which doesn't apply anymore because you don't do it.
No, that's right. Yeah.
So now we say that we go to the funeral parlor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't stay up all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the whole idea of staying up was to be with the corpse.
Oh yes, oh yes. And to help out the people of the house, the immediate family members who would have had to do it. Mm-hmm. And that is why the other people went and stayed up all night in hell. And they prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And they prayed, always prayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was an opportunity for the community to come together too.
Oh yeah, well everything in those days was community related. You couldn't live without your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same with everybody. Because of you had nothing. In most areas there wasn't even a phone then. Mm-hmm. And the houses were always far enough apart.
Mm-hmm.
On this road here, the houses, there was that many houses 100 years ago almost as mm-hmm. there is today.
Mm-hmm.
They were always very close.
Mm-hmm.
And in some areas they were much further away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if it happened in the winter, the roads would be closed, and that was very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you think of anything else related to this topic that you think might be interesting for my project?
I'd like to. You'd have to ask some questions.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering if there was anything that you thought of when you first got my letter or that you...
I didn't know what it was all about.
Yeah.
So it was difficult for me to form.
Yeah.
I tried to think of what you would be asking me,
yeah.
But I couldn't. But I know that some Protestant people asked me about the monument in Sarsfield Cemetery, the farmer monument, thought it had to face west and had something to do with the people that died, that they had to face west. And I said, for goodness sakes, no, it's just the way they built the monument. It's facing the road,
uh-huh.
But they couldn't have it facing the back of... different ideas some people had like that. They did have, the Protestant people who didn't know what was going on, certainly did have different ideas
mm-hmm.
As to what was done.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the whole procedure was the same.
Mm-hmm.
The prayers was different, the mass. But otherwise, the whole procedure was the same.
Mm-hmm.
If the Protestant person was laid out at home, it was still the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he stayed up all night there too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. One thing you mentioned was the whole idea of burying someone across the fence or on the other side of the fence.
Oh yes.
Do you
well, if
talk
the,
about that?
Yes, if the person hadn't done their Easter duties.
Now,
the Catholic Church.
Back up for a minute. What's Easter duty?
That means to receive communion at Easter time.
Okay. Okay. And you would say confession then?
Confession, yeah, and communion.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 3 weeks of Easter. And if they died during that time and had not received communion, they wouldn't be buried in their regular cemetery. They would be buried in what was known as the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And or a person who was not baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Would be buried there as well.
What about somebody, for instance, who was a Protestant who was married to a Catholic? Think of anything like that?
I am trying to think of some, but I just I guess he would have to be buried in the Protestant cemetery.
Yeah.
He
wouldn't sort of be buried across the fence too?
No, he wouldn't be allowed in the Catholic cemetery. So mm-hmm. he would have to go back to his parents, wherever they were buried, or mm-hmm. or someplace else. No, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be buried in the Catholic cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when a Catholic person was dying, it was always very important to get the priest so that the person would receive extreme unctions. But now, today, it's very difficult. You can't get a priest to come to the house. So if you die in the house, you just die the way you are.
Uh-huh. How is there anything that's happening within the church to sort of change attitudes about the necessity for that then?
No, it's just the priest is not available.
Yeah.
And one priest serves now three parishes.
Yeah.
And...
But for instance... Would somebody else, if they were Catholic, be able to give?
No, only the priest can give the extreme unction. In the hospital, most of the time there's a priest on duty. If a person died in the hospital, they could get the priest easier than in the home.
Yeah.
But years ago, the minute a person got sick, you sent for the priest.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's an interesting idea. You mentioned flowers. Do you remember flowers much at the
No,
early
in those days there were no flowers.
Mm-hmm.
There were no flowers at all. That's a waste of money, mm-hmm. those flowers again. I believe in having some,
mm-hmm.
but not load up a room with flowers. And some of them, well, I have sent flowers that never got close to the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I found out and sent the flowers, it was too late. The
mm-hmm.
the corpse was gone and the flowers stayed there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's too much money wasted on flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in having some, but not to that extreme.
Mm-hmm. So you don't remember when a person died and was laid out at home, for instance, there weren't flowers?
Oh, no, no.
No. So this is something that's fairly recent.
Oh, yes. This all came about with... Well, in the funeral parlor, you didn't see flowers then either, in the earlier times.
In the earlier years?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would you say it's sort of like... Since the 60s almost?
Oh no, well before that.
Before now?
Before that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now.
Yeah.
Something you don't care to think about.
Yes.
Or try
it's
to...
It's curious, no. Yeah.
To remember.
Yeah.
If you have a reason to remember that, you will, but not otherwise.
Yeah, no. Okay.
But I remember going to funeral parlor where there was no flowers at all.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I don't know what else I can tell you.
I can't think of much more at the moment. I'm sure I'm going to think of all kinds of things
when
I get home.
Yeah, me too. Maybe you can come back.
Oh, I can give you a call.
Yeah, maybe you can come back.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to, I'm interviewing Harold Tanner tomorrow, as I mentioned, and then Sid Cotton tomorrow night. So I would imagine I'm probably going to go and see Harold a couple of times because he used to run the funeral home in Vars.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Keith, is that, is he Keith's brother?
Keith Tanner. Could be, I don't know.
He's my insurance salesman. He said there's a woman.
Yes, that would have been his uncle.
There's a woman in Brockville somewhere along the St. Lawrence that looks just like me. Oh yeah, and they go to Florida every winter, and his father, or father-in-law probably, has a place there in Florida, and they live there. Mm-hmm. They see them there, and they see them in Rockville. Now, he called me last week, and I said, what about my sister?
Yeah.
did you see her? No, he said he didn't go to Florida this winter.
Yeah.
So,
Yes. I think Harold would be an uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Keith is one of the older ones? The older? Or is he the young generation?
I don't know.
Generation?
I don't know.
You've never met him on...
Well, there's so many of them. I don't know.
Yes.
I've never known them.
Because there's the two brothers. I'm trying to remember. There's two brothers, and then I think there's three of the sons that are in the business with them now, too. But they
Oh.
used to...
And over the years,
yeah.
I've been so many.
Yeah.
I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
I've never known them.
Well, Harold Tanner, he took over the funeral home from his father in the 20s in the Vars area.
Oh.
So this
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so he's one of the ones that I'm going to go and interview. But, you know, as I get into it, I'm sure, like, you're the first one, so... I'll find out everything that I need to do, and...
And you will find, if you get Protestant people to talk about the Catholics, and those, that they all have weird ideas about,
mm-hmm.
like this man, you know him, I won't mention his name, about the monument there, farmer's monument there, and how do we put them in the ground, and I said, for God's sakes, I said, don't be so silly. I said, how do you think? I said, you put the person in a coffin. And I said, they're no different than a Catholic is no different than a Protestant for
no.
the...
yeah.
You know, but they has no knowledge at all. Eh?
No
knowledge whatsoever, you know.
Yeah.
I have gone to Greek funerals, and Lebanese, and there you get some action. They're down on their knees praying, and they're there would be a lot of difference,
mm-hmm.
in their procedure and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish people is the same. They pay somebody to cry, yeah,
mm-hmm.
all day. The women will sit there and just cry all day, and
mm-hmm.
they get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowed to get a piece of bread for themselves on while that person in the first couple of days or the person's
mm-hmm.
later, till the person's buried, we'll
mm-hmm.
say, yeah. Somebody has to come in and bring the food and put it right on the table for
mm-hmm.
them. They're not allowed to get anything for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be buried before sundown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it can be buried on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all kinds of, but the French and the Irish Catholics and the Protestant never had those differences.
No.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My father-in-law was Protestant.
Uh-huh.
He was laid out at home. He was buried in Fairbrook. And this one, certainly one Protestant funeral I went to.
Mm-hmm.
But really, there is no difference. When I went, the friend, their husband died a couple of years ago, and they didn't even go to church. They had prayers there at the funeral parlor in Rockland,
mm-hmm.
in Brunei,
mm-hmm.
and from there to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But you miss something. I don't quite like it like that. I still think you should go to church because
mm-hmm.
This way is it's not formal enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It depends on probably if that person was religious during their life or not. You know what I mean? For some people, church isn't a big part of their lives.
No. Well, my father-in-law didn't. We didn't go to church. It was the same there. But it's as though you miss something, or that,
mm-hmm.
or because we're used to going to church.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Protestant church is not quite the same meaning
mm-hmm.
as the Catholic church. The Catholic church, if you don't go in, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But not so with the Protestant church.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jewish people, they're the ones that pray The church, their temple or whatever, synagogue, does not have the saying either. Mm-hmm. They're just there because it's a place, but they're the ones, the people there are more important. Mm-hmm. With us, it seems like we're praying to God,
mm-hmm.
and we're secondary. But the Protestant people is the people themselves. The Jewish people is the same. They're, mm-hmm. it's themselves. Mm-hmm. That's important. That's where we differ a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There.
So what are you saying, that the church, like the role of the church, is different for a Catholic?
Well,
I'm just trying to get a grip on.
Yeah, because whatever it is, you must go to the church.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a Protestant, that's not important.
It's not as important. Yeah.
No, because what prayers they have to say, the minister will come, say the same mm-hmm. prayers, but going into the church does not have the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where with a Catholic person, you wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You must. It's a must to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So would a Catholic priest go and conduct a Catholic service at the funeral home, for instance?
And I never heard of it.
Okay.
It wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't say Mass there. So what is he going to do there?
Mm-hmm.
He would, to my knowledge, he'd refuse to go.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, you bring that person in church mm-hmm. and we'll say Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so, you could. So place is very important to the Catholic faith, that, you know, that it be in a specific place,
when
a
the
consecrated
church,
place.
The church, mm-hmm. that's where I say, that's where the Protestant church differs from the Catholic church.
Okay, so just the same as when we were talking about the cemetery, the idea of the consecrated ground and this land that was sort of across the fence was very important as well. So it's sort of, there's a tie between faith and a place.
Yes.
Okay, that's sort of what I'm getting at. Okay, well then tell me something else. It's reasonably common, particularly early in the township, for people to have small burial plots on their own property.
A man dropped dead, they buried him right there.
Would that have been the same with the Catholics? Or would it be more?
The same with everybody and
okay.
anybody. If you couldn't get out, you had no roads and you couldn't... say the woman, say her husband died,
mm-hmm.
and say that she couldn't get out. So she buried him there,
mm-hmm.
right there. There's all kinds of people buried. Oh, you know where Foubert lives on Etienne Road there?
Mm-hmm.
There's a cross there, and there's been somebody buried there a long time
right?
ago. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And there's a white cross there,
mm-hmm.
still there. Look at Undunning on Foubert Street. When they moved all the corpses from there,
mm-hmm.
Just a couple of years back there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they were, they would not willingly, mind you, they wouldn't do it willingly.
Well, you're not talking about the Dunning Cemetery, because there's a Dunning Cemetery down in Cumberland Village. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
I never heard of it.
There was a Zalman Dunning and twin daughters of George Gibb were buried down there, but that was like a little Dunning family. See, what I'm saying is, it was quite common amongst Protestants to have a little family burial ground.
Yeah.
On the farm, for instance.
Yeah.
Cameron, there's a plot down by the new golf course that was Cameron's and...
Oh yeah, is that right?
Cameron's and, I don't remember the name of the other family, McMillan's. And then you see the Dunnings had this little family plot.
I didn't know that.
So. Would Catholics be more likely to go to a cemetery if there was a cemetery around?
They wouldn't
cemetery.
Do that. I mean, they wouldn't do that purposely. But
yes.
That's done in the States a lot, huh?
Yes.
That people have their own... well, for health reasons, they didn't want that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Too, there's another... That's the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It can contaminate the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know what's contaminated and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Say somebody else moves there and they don't know that the person was buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
mostly for health reasons that they won't have
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. Is there much Was cremation very popular with Catholics?
Never heard of it. I don't know when that came into being too, because I never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it something that's done? It's accepted by the church, Catholic Church?
Yes, it's done, yes. I don't know how they really accept it,
mm-hmm.
But it's done. Some people won't have it any other way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't common, and it's not common to your knowledge now, even.
Now, the cremation in the Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
How common would it be, say, in the area, the number of funerals you've been to in the area? Would there be a number of people that were cremated, or a few? Or?
Well, I know of one woman that she was cremated.
Mm-hmm.
In this area, people, we still live in the past here,
mm-hmm.
but not a wall like like Beechwood, where they have the crematorium.
Mm-hmm.
They're cremated there
mm-hmm.
all the time,
mm-hmm.
and
but it wasn't something that was sort of common practice in Cumberland Township.
But never heard of it. Never,
okay.
never,
mm-hmm.
never heard of it. There would be no place around here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to cremate anybody, they'd have to go to Beechwood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, there was that too contaminates the air now, the
mm-hmm.
cremate, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was something, I cut it out the paper, and anybody with a pacemaker should not be cremated if it has
uranium. Oh,
did you see it?
No, but it, when you stop and think about it, it makes sense.
Next week when I go to the doctors, I'm going to ask him, is it only the nuclear that has plutonium, or do I have it?
Well, do you have a pacemaker?
You didn't know that, Anne.
No.
Oh my God, don't tell me.
I didn't know you had a pacemaker.
Don't tell me. 8 years, it was 8 years in May.
Oh, really? So you have a fairly new one then.
Yeah, it should be good for 15 years.
Yeah.
Plus, they don't know the end of the reprogram, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It could be reprogrammed forever. I nominated the man who invented the pacemaker for the Canada Award, which is the highest, most prestigious award anybody
yeah.
can receive.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it.
Oh, really?
And I did it by myself.
Good for you.
Nobody helped me.
The Order of Canada.
As a matter of fact, everybody I talked to, they tried to deter me from it.
Yeah.
They said, again, you're crazy.
And
you
what
can't.
What's the man's name?
Jack Hobbs.
And is he Canadian?
He's from Saskatchewan.
Oh, really?
The only, he's a scientist, huh?
Uh-huh.
And the only award he had received up until then was from the University of Saskatchewan, an honorary doctorate.
Oh,
that was the only, and I don't know him. And he didn't know where it came from.
Uh-huh.
When he received the award, he had no idea where it came from. So I was able to contact his former secretary at the research, and she phoned him.
Uh-huh.
And he phoned me. Oh my God. But I wish he had written me a note that I could prove, you know.
Yeah.
That, but I have all the proof. I have all the correspondence, and I have that. There's no doubt about it, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to shut the phone here.